And it is time for our travel talk today. I'm Crystal Frost, and of course, here on News Talk 580, Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority joins us once again to whisk us away out of whatever it is that we might be doing right now.
Well, we're enjoying some wonderful weather. We're enjoying it's the summer. But you know what? We are going to be going away, and we want to talk about there's so much left of 2016 opportunities and 2017. And I can't think of a better guest to have on and welcome her back is Janet Anderson from Insight Vacations. And Janet, welcome to Travel Talk.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, Crystal and Bonnie. It's nice to talk to you.
Good morning, Janet. I am, you know, I'm so excited to talk about 2016 because, Bonnie, you know, you and I, we chat about travel quite a bit, and I keep thinking that, well, it's July, that means we can't go anywhere for the rest of the year. That's not true, is it, Janet?
It's not at all, Crystal. I mean, we are seeing, I mean, my best friend called me last week, and she said, you know what? We thought about going to London. We've been putting it off, and we decided we're going to do it. So they just booked our luxurious London and Paris program, and she said, and they're going in September. So they said, you know what? They just put it off too long, and they want to travel this year. So yes, yeah, so we're getting that all across the board. People booking for Europe and the U.S. For 2016.
You know, Janet, you've 35 years, Insight Vacations has been designing some of the world's finest escorted touring itineraries. You visit 43 European countries, and most of any of the tour companies, tour operators. You've got some legendary high standards and all those things. And as you said, North America, I mean, just you do it all and you care. And that's what we love about that opportunity to always speak with you and to also work so much with you. So let's talk a little bit about what we're looking at 2016 at this point, because you've got some great itineraries out there.
Well, we have 16 different itineraries in Italy. We go into Germany, Morocco, Spain is a very, very hot destination this year. We have a lot of Spain and Portugal, or just Spain or just Portugal. Then going into France, there's just, you know, we have over 110 different and really unique itineraries to choose from, Bonnie, whether they're easy-paced or they're multi-country. So it's, you know, it's nice on Insight because people love traveling with us. We've had to expand our portfolio each and every year because we have such a high repeat clientele.
You know, I wanted to ask a question, just taking back to the friend that you spoke with, Janet, that decided, you know what, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it now, and they decided to book within 2016. And Bonnie, a lot of people have this idea that if they are, you know, 6 months out from their vacation goals, or even closer to 3 months out, that they're going to be paying an arm and a leg for things like that. Now, obviously, we encourage planning, but it's not necessarily true that, you know, you're going to pay to procrastinate.
No, it's not. And Janet will jump in here as well. It's not always the case. Obviously, pre-planning, and we'll talk about in a little bit, kind of those 2016 rates for 2017 itineraries, based on certain, you know, travel trends as far as booking and everything. But it's not the case. Sometimes it's just a matter of choice. You know, will you get that itinerary that you want because we're closer in? Or will you get the days that you really do want as far as a time frame? But I do know that the Insight, for instance, will make every effort with the travel authority to get you what you're looking for. But it's not over. The season's not over. And I think that's why I wanted to invite Janet on, is to say there's still a lot of travel left in this year. Am I correct, Janet?
Absolutely. We have, and you talked about pricing, Crystal. We do have some red-hot specials to Europe and Britain, and we do have some red-hot specials to USA and Canada. But also because what Bonnie has said, being 35 years from Insight Vacations, we are part of a company called the Travel Corporation. It is a family-owned business, who also owns other tours and as well as Uniworld River Cruises. And so we have the strongest buying power in the travel industry. And so we pass that on to our guests, to your guests. So we price ourselves right up to begin with, and we are we have the strongest value out there in the travel industry on our tour packages.
Now, Janet, one of the questions I had is that, you know, one of the things that makes Insight so special and different is that you design these escorted touring itineraries. And yet, a lot of people who want to, yes, they want to have some tours and they want to have these itineraries, but they don't want to get up before 9 o'clock. And some of the things, because they're on vacation, right?
And I love that.
Right. I mean, that's one of the things, like, I want to sleep in a little bit. And that's some of the things that Insight offers, or some of those relaxed starts. And you still have the expert touring. You still have some of these one-of-a-kind tours that nobody will find anywhere else. But, yeah, you can sleep in a little bit, right?
You know, Crystal, my compliments to you, because you know your travel. And, yes, and you know Insight. We launched in 2016 tours that offer relaxed starts. So those do not start before 9 a.m. And it's nice because we do listen, and said, let's come out there with this relaxed start where guests can have an opportunity to sleep in or enjoy the morning, a relaxed morning. So, yes, we offer those on both our premium and our luxury gold program. So, yes, that was launched in 2016. Thanks for you're well read. Thank you.
Well, no, I was reading about that in preparation for talking to you, Janet, and I thought, well, good, because I'm one of those people who wants to sleep in a bit, right?
As is my best friend.
Absolutely.
When you're
looking at, like, boarding a motor coach at 7:30 in the morning and thinking to yourself, have I had enough coffee to deal with this? That's why I love Insight, because Insight, look, as you said, Janet, you listen to our customers, you listen to what they're looking for, and you have designed multiple style of traveling.
We have. I talked about easy pace, for guests that say, I've always wanted to go to Italy. I want to say be a little bit more relaxed. We have something called Easy Paced Italy, where it's 3 nights Rome, 3 nights Florence, 3 nights Venice. It includes, the must-dos on sightseeing, but also offers a lot of free time and really cool dining experiences along the way.
And when you're looking at some of your, like, dining experiences, you have, like, the Epicurean Delights. You have great opportunities to really take and, for instance, make them unforgettable moments on these itineraries.
Well, Bonnie, it's one of those things that we said, when we include the meals, or we have something that's called a dine around in the evening, and our tour director will say, tonight, we have a choice of 3 to 4 different hotels that you can dine at. And most of those times, about 85 to 90%, those hotels are outside. Those restaurants are outside of hotels. So you get that local cuisine. If it's at the hotel, like, for example, Ashford Castle, which is ranked the number one hotel property in Europe, of course, they dine at that castle. But it's important just to include those Epicurean dining experiences that are local to the areas that we travel to.
So, Janet, as Bonnie and I have chatted about travel often, we're always hearing Italy, Italy, Italy. It's the number one destination. And that's probably, is that definitely something that you would say? I mean, traveling to Italy, that is what's really hot right now?
Well, Italy continues to be hot. My husband and I are leaving at the end of the month to the Treasures of Italy, one of our tour programs. And I was going to go to Switzerland. That was my choice because I've been to Italy 3 or 4 times. And my husband's never been there. So you know what? It's always a good place to go back. I mean, it's always a good idea. So that's why we have the most of any of the programs is our 16 itineraries in Europe. But Iceland also is a hot destination for Insight. So it's, Switzerland, Iceland, we go really where the demand is.
Now, your husband is taking you to Italy. My husband brought me home a pizza last night. So that's the same, right, Janet?
Well, and it is National French Fry Day.
It's National French Fry Day today, so maybe I'll get another gift. you know, you mentioned Iceland, too, and some of those other Scandinavian countries as being hot for insight vacations. And some people have this image of Iceland like, oh, that's cold because it's Iceland. It's not.
It's not. You know, we have, you know, we go to Iceland. We go to the north part of the island and the south part of the island, depending on the weather. You know, we know it well. And we also are very conscious of airlift, whether, you know, it's over to Italy or up to Iceland. There's a lot of new airlift up to Iceland. And so, no, it's not cold. It gives them an opportunity. I mean, I'd say it's not cold. We don't go where they have to wear the Arctic coats. But also, people want to see the Northern Lights. And it's a really good destination for honeymooners. You know, they said, oh, there's the Caribbean, there's Hawaii. But I'll tell you, Iceland is becoming very much in demand for honeymooners, we're seeing.
Yeah, we're seeing that in our offices as well, Janet. It's amazing. And people are exploring more. They're doing more. And as you said, it's not just a cold, you know, wintry appearance. It's not at all. There's a lot of wonderful times. And you can also experience, if you really want to get into that wonderfully cold weather, there are other ways to do that as well. So it's an incredible destination. But you're also doing things with your excursions, everything that you're doing as well, but also with your tours, with offering certain ways as far as airfare, correct?
We are. We have airfare, buy one, you know, get one free. We have some, you know, special add-ons, and those are things that they really would like to, you know, see the travel authority, and they can walk them through on where all of those special air programs is. And in addition, on our business class air promotion or airfare, they're really, really competitive out there. So we have really strong business class airfares as well.
Well, and that's that 100% more legroom. I mean, once you go business class, it's really kind of hard to get squeezed in later on, especially if you're taking a long haul. But, you know, you really relax, and some of the panoramic views, the Wi-Fi, everything, it just makes it so comfortable to travel to a destination.
Now, Janet, I'm on your website right now, insightvacations.com. And there is a tab that that really says, you know, if you don't know where to go, let us inspire you. And then you look through month to month, and it goes Morocco in March and Turkey in April and May in France. And I'm like, how incredible is that? And you know, people can look at what some of the best destinations are by season. Of course, you know, the travel authority knows that as well, but it's really nice to see the pictures and sort of immerse yourself there and go, yes, I'm going to spend February in Egypt.
It is, Crystal. And the other thing is some people only have a certain amount of time. So we have the 8-day tours, you know, we have the 15-day tours. So they also, you know, can walk through and see, you know, we offer different time frames as well. Not everybody has 2 weeks. When I took my daughter to Ireland, she had 1 week, and we went up to Ireland, and it was an amazing experience. We also have special events. So we are offering an Oktoberfest, a very special event. It's in September, but our president, Phil Capelli, is hosting it with his wife, and it's very popular. It's almost sold out. So if anybody wants to go to Oktoberfest in Bavaria, you know, we have this great event.
And you have the opportunity to have Phil with them.
And Phil. Yeah, it doesn't get any better than Phil Capelli.
It does not. I agree. So let's talk a little bit about what we're looking at this point. Also for, because I know we're looking at your new brochure that's come out for the 2016-17, your fall, winter, spring, things of that nature. But we're also looking at some specials that if you make a decision to travel in 2017, what can our listeners expect?
Oh, this is such a great time to talk to everyone. We're offering about 80 different 2017 Europe journeys at 2016 prices, Bonnie. And all they have to do is put down a small deposit, $200 per person, and then that locks in that price. For any reason, when the actual brochure comes out for 2017, if the price goes up, that they're already locked in at those preview prices. If for any reason the price goes down, we adjust the price. So 80 different Europe itineraries to choose from in 2017, already launched at 2016 prices. They would just need to book. I mean, there is a booking time frame on that. Between now and the first part of September. But it's nice to have that out earlier for those that want to plan ahead.
And Janet, that's what I really wanted to ask you to come on with us at this stage. I know we're sitting in July right now, but this is when someone comes up to me and says, when should I make my reservations? This is the time frame. You know, it's not within, 6 months, or it's not waiting until the first of the year. This is when we see these opportunities surface, because more and more the pre-planning that goes into all of these different tours, everything within multiple companies that are doing this, the decisions are made now, and the booking window is some of the best at this time of the year.
It is, and it's becoming earlier, Bonnie, because people want to plan ahead. But I think what's very interesting about this year is we're seeing, strong bookings for 2016 journeys and extremely strong bookings for 2017. And because we have over 80 different programs, it's not like a limited, like 20 to 25. We're offering, we have over 110 itineraries in Europe, and we have 80 of those right now available to book at 2016 prices in their 2017 journeys. And then people can plan ahead, and then we have the early payment savings offered with the 2000 with these same prices. So there's lots of great savings.
And we do see a lot of families traveling together. We see the multi-generationals traveling. And Crystal, probably on the tip of her tongue right now, because I know her so well, she was going to ask about if we wanted to bring children along.
Well, we never really want to, but if we have to.
That's why you only get the pizza. What can I tell you?
But yeah, if you're traveling with your kids, I mean, does Insight have something to offer for them as well?
Well, we do. We've seen a lot of multi generational families travel with us. We have a lot of people as a group, families that like to travel as a group. Minimum age would be around 5, Crystal. Just because when you're traveling, it's a little bit different. It's not like going into like a theme park, but for well-traveled children, yes, we offer great multi-generational. We see a lot of families traveling to Italy. We see a lot of families traveling to the national parks here with Insight. So there's lots of multi-generational. Phil Capelli took his son, 12 years old, last year on our Majestic Switzerland, and they had a great time, and there were a lot of other families as well on that same tour.
That's fantastic. And, you mentioned the national parks, and they're 100 years old this year, which what a great way to celebrate 100 years of national parks by staying right here and visiting all the national parks in your backyard.
There is. And my kids, Crystal and Bonnie, are 32, 30, and 27. I'm taking my kids to the national parks next year.
Oh, that's, I mean,
on Insight.
That's great. And I think that it's important to point out, too, that you said about 5 years old or the maturity of a 5 year old, because some of us have some very immature teenagers. That's who you want to take traveling with you with an Insight vacation. Well, unfortunately, we are running out of time. And Bonnie, I just want people to know how they can get in touch with you, because they're ready to book their Insight vacation and they just want to go.
Well, all they need to do is just go online and pull up the Travel Authority, and you'll see our multiple office locations, and we'll just take good care of you. And our friend Janet Anderson, Director of National Accounts West for Insight Vacations, is always a welcome guest with us. And Janet, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, Crystal and Bonnie, thank you. It's a pleasure always.
Yes, thank you, Janet.